AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
The most important thing that we can do is we have a tendency, maybe in the Hoosier state, to we can be humble about our own kind of importance in the world, but this is a really important part of the nation's security to protect that food security.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to a special edition of AgBioScience. This time we look back in March of 2025 from the Indiana Farm Bureau, Indiana Ag Threats Forum, here with Kayla Chittister. Hello, Kayla.
Hi, Mitch. We're in a hotel lobby.
We are in a hotel lobby. We have spent the entire day, most of the entire day, we'll talk a little bit about that coming up, most of the day digging into the threats, the risks, and the controls that we can put in place to protect the future of AgBioScience.
I feel a lot smarter today than I did when I walked in the room. That's not saying a lot, but... directionally speaking, it's been a very educational day.
A very educational day, and there are so many things that we would love to share, can't share from some of the conversations, but I think the right place for us to start, as we look back in March of 2025, is with the person who was the leader, the pioneer, the thought sort of provoker that put this thing together. Our friends from Indiana Farm Bureau.
Yeah. So we talked with Megan Ritter, the Senior Executive Director of Administration at Indiana Farm Bureau. And as she had the chance to sort of walk through the impetus behind why they decided to do this event, what was the cause of change to say, hey, this is the year we need to be talking about biosecurity, security risk assessment, and things like that. We want to play some of the audio because we did talk to Megan for a little bonus episode, our month recap of AgBioScience. So let's hear from Megan.
So what can I do, right? What is the practical application of the information that we're getting today? And so those are the things that we are trying to serve up as the conversation. It doesn't take us a very long memory for us to remember what it was like when the shelves were empty the summer of 2020.
Totally.
And to think back to what that fear really created for society as a whole. And so whether it's the proximity to that event or it's really the proximity to our businesses and the things that we know that we need to be paying attention to in a day in and day out basis, that really brings this to the forefront. At the same time, I think that a lot of our membership is saying, I know that technology is critically important. I know that I need to be doing biosecurity measures, but from a technology standpoint, it probably feels a lot more challenging to understand exactly what we need to do. When you think about avian influenza, that is definitely on the forefront of folks who are involved in the animal and livestock industry day in and day out. They are constantly thinking about that. So the intersection of this conversation is really the linkage, right? That the people in this room are thinking about not only that physical security, the biosecurity, and the cybersecurity all in one place. And I think that makes this conversation much more dynamic and much more diverse than maybe what we had really thought about before. So an awesome opportunity to hear a lot of diversity in that conversation in one place.
I think what was most fascinating about the conversation with Megan and what we had heard on the panel the first thing this morning was the billions, quite literally billions of threats that Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, who was a partner for the event, received on an annual basis last year from farmers. And some of those are small, right? Email threats, things like that. We're talking about things as simple as two-party authentication on your email and some login things when it comes to software, two major threats, but that's a big number.
It's a big number, and what I love so much is the conversations we've had today is recognizing that threat exists, whether it's rural, whether it's urban, whether it's big company, whether it's smallholder farm, large farm operation, it exists across the entire spectrum. We had a chance to catch up with Indianapolis Special Agent in Charge, Herb Stapleton from the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Herb, a brilliant leader, spent over two decades with the FBI. We had a chance to talk with him about this role of cyber and what it means for everything in ag bioscience.
That's one of the reasons that the FBI is organized the way that it is, with 55 field offices across the country. You know, as the head of the office here in Indiana, I and the other members of our team can really focus on the threats that most impact Indiana versus the threats that might, you know, impact other parts of the country and the world. And so certainly with agriculture being such an important part of the Indiana economy, that's an important thing for us to protect. And so I think the most important thing that we can do is we have a tendency maybe in the Hoosier state to, we can be humble about our own kind of importance in the world, but this is a really important part of the nation's security to protect that food security. And so, you know, really understanding how important we are and knowing that we need to take security measures that are commensurate with the level of importance that we hold in the agriculture industry.
For two decades, more than two decades of service to the FBI, you've witnessed many of these crimes. You have investigated many of these crimes. I think the one thing that everyone wants to know is, what can I do? What are the controls that I can put in place? What are the things that I could do today, whether I'm a big farmer, whether I'm a small farmer, or whether I'm a global, national, multinational, publicly held company in ag? What can I do?
Yeah, so I think promoting a security culture and mindset within your own organization is really the most important thing you can do. The actual steps that you'll take, they may vary from company to company. We see companies that invest millions upon millions in the latest software tools and all those sorts of things, and those may be the right things for the level of risk that they carry, but they may not be the right things for everybody. And so really understanding your own risk, what you can afford, and balancing that out, and then really focusing on your people to make sure that they have that security mindset. There are lots of techniques that we encourage, things like using multi-factor authentication, using strong passwords, updating your systems, and all those things are really important. But to me, it always starts with people. And if you get that security mindset going within your own organization, you're well down the path of securing yourselves in the cyber and physical worlds.
The conversation with Herb was exhilarating. I mean, the guy is a brilliant leader, has put many years, over two decades of service to the nation with the FBI. His perspective was so powerful. If you get a chance, I know we're going to have a special episode with Herb coming up here in the next couple weeks. Stay tuned for that. And Herb was not the only fellow we talked to that had a really bold view of the future. We also talked with Aaron Pierce from Pierce Aerospace.
Yeah, you know, I think what was so cool about today and this event, this experience, was we really got to be educated on the full breadth of risk assessment, everything from cyber to cleaning your boots before you go in the barn for biosecurity threats. And so getting to talk with Aaron about drones was just the cap on the day. And so let's hear from Aaron.
The world where we see where this is evolving to is that we're moving into an environment where you're going to have all of this data that's being captured, but we really need to turn the data into valuable information. And that's the hard part. So as you said, multimodal data, there's in-situ sensors, you've got your John Deere apparatus that's moving through the fields, you've got your drones up above. We really see the smart farm of the future coming, where you're tracking these different aircraft, these different robotics, and this feeds into kind of a common operating picture for a farmer, you know, to borrow a term that we use in the security side, and you start to get a lot more information about how you can make smart decisions about what's going on in your field. You wake up in the morning, you get a notification from a drone that was flying, you know, maybe a fixed wing drone that was doing a beyond visual line of sight survey for the co-op, you know, not just your field, but getting that information and maybe giving you an alert that, hey, we need to go spot spray. We've got blight, or we've got something going on where we now need to put that request in so that a drone service goes and hits that blight before it starts to impact the rest of the field. You know, that's something that we can really align up to provide value and lower a lot of the risks associated with insurance, with other environmental factors, and get ahead of some of those challenging things. We see organizing all of that in a really cohesive manner so that when you do have an anomaly, then when you have a drone that's flying that's maybe a little bit out of the ordinary, then that's something that you can focus attention on and go, hey, what's going on here? We don't see this on a daily basis. Is it the neighbor kid, which again, no risk, no foul, but can easily spot that versus something that is like, hey, why is that drone hovering over my experimental field that's got some different hybrid type of seeds growing for the first time in it?
Aaron is an incredible story, a guy who is not traditionally an ag guy, not somebody who necessarily pegs himself as an ag bioscience leader, but a guy who is leading innovation that is absolutely critical to the interoperability between ag land operations, cyber operations, aerial operations. What Aaron is doing is absolutely extraordinary. And Kayla, I actually had to step out for a portion of today because I had a chance to go spend some time with Indiana Governor Mike Braun.
Yeah, you went downtown at lunch.
It was an incredible day. Kendall Culp, Representative Kendall Culp, also the Vice President of Indiana Farm Bureau. I see him right across the lobby here from us here in Indianapolis. Kendall authored a bill today that Governor Braun signed focused on ag innovation, this new ag portal. More to come there. We'll put a link down in the show notes that you can learn all about what's happening. And Governor Braun he's always been a friend to Indiana agriculture. He's become a giant proponent for Indiana ag bioscience. Governor Braun joined us at Quadrant in March, one of the highlights of the month.
Yeah, Quadrant was hopping. That room was full.
I think it was our most attended Quadrant ever. And what I love so much about Governor Braun is just his matter of factness of how he thinks about innovation, the role of innovation, what it means, how he has done it in his career. You know, here's a guy, I think he's the only governor in Indiana history who has served as a CEO, done amazing things, brought innovation to market, and has served as a U.S. Senator, and has served in the Indiana House of Representatives, and has served on a school board. So here's a guy who understands business and understands government at every level, from local to federal, and he's pouring himself into the future of ag bioscience.
Yeah, it was a fantastic kickoff for the year with Quadrant, and we're looking forward to the next one, which is oddly coming up really, really soon, May 14th.
May 14th, we'll be here soon, and we have a real quick flyover to hit all of the news. Now, I know we'll have the Ag Bioscience newsletter out here. If you haven't signed up, do so at agrinovusindiana.com. But a lot of big news coming in March. We had a number of fundraising announcements.
Yeah, absolutely. So GRIP, Tracy Wiedmeyer and team, I think we had him on in December.
Love Tracy.
So we'll link that episode in the show notes. He raised $1.5 million in a pre-seed round for market expansion.
Huge.
So a great announcement for Tracy.
Also a winner of the Producer-Led Innovation Challenge from Agrinovus and the U.S., the American Farm Bureau Innovation Challenge. Amazing guy, Tracy. We're proud of you. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, he was launched out of Dial, right?
That's right. That's exactly right, at Purdue.
Congrats, Tracy. And then we were able to announce our first ever Ag Bioscience Innovator Award at TechPoint's MIRA Awards.
Super cool. This is one that we've heard the story from Dr. Jim Donahue, the team at Repro Health, absolutely amazing, doing incredible work in fertility for animals.
Yeah, human fertility meets animal health. It's a tale as old as time. We love this kind of story.
So good. Jim has changed the lives of literally thousands of people in America, and now he's bringing that same prowess, the same technical expertise to animals, and he is just tearing it up. I love to see what Jim's doing.
Yeah, congratulations to the Repro Health Technologies team. You can learn more about that at agrinovusindiana.com.
It has been a wild month, a big month, and we have to wrap up before they kick us out of the hotel.
Yes, absolutely. I'm pretty sure they don't like us they do like us podcasting here for now because there's an event. I don't think they want us to stay forever.
Yeah, yes, they try to clean things up. Mm-hmm. So on behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier.
I'm Kayla Chittister.
And we're saying,
thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.